What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening, as always. And good morning to you, Miss Julie Immel. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Laurie. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. Everything is good. We are in the Thursday afternoon time frame here taping, and it is raining as we speak, which I guess we need it. It was a little humid this morning, which said it was going to happen, and here we are with the rain. I just went downtown after I was out, Meyer and I were out, and I ran in over to our friend Michelle Lecoe's little stand on Courthouse Square. And that was really, she always has the best stuff, so that was nice to see her and to spend a little time with her and get some of her goodies. So I got some, in case you're wondering, I got some zucchini, and I got some Italian green beans, some Kirby's, and beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous sunflowers, a bunch of them, seven different, some big ones that are like the cranberry color and the yellow and a pale white, and they're beautiful. There's a big mix. I love, love, love sunflowers, and they're so hardy. They last, and they're so nice. So that was my take today. I was going to get some broccoli because I want Tommy to make broccoli cheddar soup. But I thought, I don't know when we'll get around to it if we do, so I better hold off. And so I didn't get that. But I'll tell you, she's such a delight. And then, of course, you know, our buddy Joe Pirro is right next to her there. And he sells his plants, his house plants, and cute little ceramic containers, and they're adorable. And he did well today. So, you know, the two of them have become very friendly, and they're together on Thursdays. Joe's out there on Fridays too, and it's a nice little spot because people are always walking by and doing things, and it's a good spot for them. So, you know, farmers and all they do are in full bloom, no pun intended, right now, Julie, and a little bit later because the tomatoes are a little bit later this year due to the rain. Which they should be. Michelle didn't even have any tomatoes, and she said it'd be a little bit longer. I have some tomatoes from my garden, but not, there's a lot of tomatoes, but they're still not red. So that's happening. So yeah, because I know they like it dry and hot. So anyway, and then we have Kristen Powers, who will be on later to talk a little bit about an event she's doing at the market, Granton Marketplace, on September 20th. So We'll talk more about farmers and all they do. And the name is cool, Julie, that you'd said to me. Isn't this a cool name? So, yeah, I think it's great. And
yeah,
so that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's great. Anytime I'm like scrolling and see reels on my Facebook or Instagram and there's anything to do with vegetables or plants or flowers, I always stop and pay attention because I just love the process. Sitting on my porch, and you and I sat here last a week ago Monday,
yep.
And we were marveling over the honeybees and the
the hummingbirds
and the
yes,
and all of the butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and there's so many monarch butterflies. Because I have so many butterfly bushes on both sides, so they fly back and forth, as do the little hummingbirds, because they go from the butterfly bushes over to the honeysuckle on the other side. So they're boop, boop, boop. And so it's kind of nice when you sit out there, but this week I was watching bumblebees and how
mm-hmm.
they all, like, fly around, and you can see what they're doing, how busy they are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And they have a lot of hard work. Those little wings are carrying those little chubby bodies and fluffy little things. They're adorable, and they're just going, you know, wings are flying, and they're going here and there and everywhere. And we also saw my next-door neighbor right at the edge of my fence in his yard in the back off of my deck. There were two sunflowers growing. And I said, Joe, did you see the sunflowers in John's yard? He said, yeah, he said, you don't think he planted them, do you? I said, no, I don't, because I don't know that he would have done it right there. But just two of them, I don't think he would. He said, no, you know, it probably happened. I said, what? He said, the bird feeder, when the birds take the seeds, they probably drop them there. And that's how that happened. Okay, and I love that. I never even thought about that, but he's probably right.
Yeah. What I like about your yard is all those little acorns all over that were dropping.
Oh,
and as we're sitting there, you're hearing, boop, boop, boop. I loved it. And then, you know, I took some home to my nephews, and they they really had a good time, like, laughing at me because I don't know. I guess I'm easily amused. But I thought they were so cute, those little minis. And then there were a couple I picked up that were, like, in a cluster. They were stuck together. And
yep,
so
I love that too.
We were talking about how cute it would be to duplicate that. Of course, we're going to get into this is how I think of things in terms of icing and cupcakes and cookies. And we were saying, wouldn't it be cute if we could replicate, you know, make a little acorn out of icing for, you know, cupcake decoration and do like
mm-hmm.
a fall theme. They're all over your yard. I mean, they're super everywhere. It was great. I loved it. I don't have that in my yard. I have a lot of the other stuff. But you really have, like, a botanical garden going on there. And that's what I'm going to call it from now on. It's just Laurie's Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Even at the dog. Yeah, it was really, like, he was a mess, that guy. It was kind of comical. He just calmed down.
He was loud.
Squirrel, you know?
But, Julie, that's because there are three huge oak trees, mighty oaks in my yard, and a maple all the way in the back. And so that's why there's so many acorns. I don't like that they're falling so early, though. A little bit early for acorns. And believe me, we say this all the time. You literally have to duck when you walk into your car because those suckers they fly. You can hear them bouncing off my awning, you know, off the canopy in the back, and then pew, and the dogs jump because they hear the It's really funny. Nature at its best. It's really funny. And you got to wonder where they all go to, those things.
Right.
You know, what happens with them. Because
there's
a lot.
That's squirrel.
And oak trees are beautiful, but they shed so many different things when they're ready to fully have their leaves. It's amazing all the stuff that comes out of those trees before the leaves bud, and then before they fall. It's crazy how those trees are. But anyway, that's the reason. It gets a little crazy back there on top of the, you know, ever-blooming flowers and the, I'm trying to think, coleus that I had planted in my planters this year, which are beautiful. They love it. They did a good job growing this year. So, and then the herbs, and they're still blooming beautifully. So it all comes together, Julie. It all does. Yeah. And I have some Boston ferns that are great and a couple other house plants. I have some Chinese money plants, I think they're called. I have two of those on my deck and a bird's nest house plant, which is cool. Both of those I stole ideas from Martha Stewart because she was on one day on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
There you go with my Today Show stuff. And on there were, and she had these plants in her sun porch. And she said, they're beautiful, and I love them. So, yeah, and I did have that magnificent jade plant, Julie. It was huge. It was my cousin's, and I took it, and she didn't want it. She said, you take it because I can't. It's not going to grow. And I took it for years. I had it, and it was beautiful, and it just died this year.
Oh, no.
Not sure what happened. Yeah, and I love jades. Mm. So I just got another smaller one. And we'll see what happens with that. But I'm incorporating plants into my home this year. I never really had house plants. So I'm bringing the five that I have on my deck into my house this fall and winter and see how I do keeping them inside because they're so pretty. I have them all repotted in pretty pots and we'll see how they are, but they really make a big difference. I just have my one Boston fern on a. Yeah, I have my one. Took the hanging basket part off the hanger, and I just set it on a high plant stand on my front porch, and it looks so pretty with just some greenery. And of course, they do so well, Boston ferns, in the shade. So it's really doing well on the porch. But they make such a big difference, plants in general, but. I'm just noticing more and more people, so many people love their houseplants and take such good care of them. And they're delicate little things. I mean, you really got to watch them. Got to make sure they're not in the wrong. Yeah. They can't have enough water. They can't have too much sun. They can't have too much shade. You just got to really pay attention to how to raise them, so to speak. The thing about houseplants versus children is they do come with the manual, Joel. It tells you what to do.
Thank goodness something does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
So,
I can't now because I have, I always did. Yes, I love them. But, yes, some cats will get into them, eat them, and that can be a really serious situation. So, since I got a cat, no houseplants anymore. And I learned that the hard way with Moo. I thought that I had no idea he was munching on a Boston fern that I had and because he was very sneaky about it and he got sick. Now they are not toxic per se, but he certainly was not able to digest them. So there was nowhere I could put it that he couldn't get to, you know? So for now, yeah. Oh yeah, cats can be sneaky. And they can't resist, you know. They see those things that, you know, they wave and they wiggle and they're like, it looks like a toy to them and they can't help it. They have to take a little nosh. And so he was like very sneaky about every day he must have been going and just having a couple bites. I thought there was something seriously wrong with him. And I took him to the vet a couple times and then we figured out what it was. And it was kind of comical. And I said, oh, my gosh, you know, all of this, hundreds of dollars later, all this stress, because you know me, Moo is my baby, you know, and it was just nothing. It was just he needed to stop eating the fern.
So gone is the fern.
Gone is the fern. But I always had, I love Boston ferns. And I love
them.
Plants.
I think they're so... Yeah. Well, I don't love spider plants, but I love Boston ferns, and I get
plants are
Peterson
good for the air. Yeah, they're like clean the air.
Well, no, I know, but lot plants and the oxygen, it's great. But I will tell you that Deb every year for Mother's Day, Deb buys me a Boston fern, and I put it in this one spot in my yard. It's off of my deck, and it's got great sun in the morning, a little bit of like indirect sun, and then shade, and that sucker loves it. And they're big and they grow beautiful. They're so big. And now it's there and it grew beautifully. And this year she bought me two because she goes, well, they were little. And so I put the other one is the one that I put on the front porch, and it's great. So, I'm really into plants these days. I don't know what it was. I just all of a sudden it triggered. And it's just a lot. We had a friend of Tommy's over and his parents were with us, and they brought me two house plants, and they're great. Two of the ones that we just replanted. I just love them. And those, if you don't know, if you haven't seen a Chinese money plant, take a look at it. They're great. They're round and they grow. I just love how they're whimsical and they're round, and I like anything that's round. So I love it. It's adorable. So anyway, enough talk right now about plants. We're going to talk more about that later with Kristen, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
So we talked about our houseplants and what to do and what to look for. And, Julie, one thing we have to do, too, because you and I have spoken about this, and I meant to ask you when you were here, so you're going to have to come back next week and so I can start, is to help me start my embroidery project.
Yes. We didn't get to that, did we?
No, and I forgot.
Time just flew by on that deck. I'm telling you, we got so much fun, but we didn't get to that.
Including getting our cookies, cookie date for Christmas cookies to be. We scheduled that with the other Julie Orlowski, and we're good with that, too. So we did make some progress with some of our little hobbies that we like. But I do want you to help me because I've been procrastinating with that, and I want to get going
me
on
too.
It. So,
me too. I haven't touched on, you know, that little cross-stitch project that I had. And I also, I found kits online that I want to get. They are bookmarks to embroider, and I just love that. What a nice gift that you can attach. Like if you make somebody a cookie tray and you can wrap it up and put the bookmark with it. You know, I mean, if you know that they like to read. And pretty much everyone I know does love to read. So I thought, what a pretty personal thing like you could attach. So I got to get on it, but I'm way behind on that stuff. I haven't been getting any of that done. Very bad.
Well, we do need to work on those things because that's important. And those personal gifts, personalized gifts, like you said, like think about if you know someone's a reader and you buy them a book and you attach that little bookmark. That's so nice. And every time they flip the page and put the thing, it's there. So that's a good thing. We'll have to look at that. But mine, the one that I want you have the couple you gave me that I have, and then I have – one that's just a stitch one. It's from Clever Poppy. I think we talked about that. And it's just on the embroidery, what do you call that? What's
hoop?
That called? Hoop. Thank you. And it's all different kinds of stitches. And it shows you where and how to make all of them. So
cool.
I just, you know, that way you'll kind of learn how to do it. So please let's get into that next time so we can figure that out. Because, Julie, what's today? September. It's beginning of September. And before you know it, it will be the holidays will be here. And we'll have everyone will be scrambling and figuring out. And I always say to myself, I'm going to start early this year, not necessarily just with gifts, because I always kind of pick up things throughout the year, but like if I'm going to do anything decoratively and all those kind of things, I think I'm getting this in enough time. And then I think, oh, it's, you know, the beginning of the fall, I can do it. And then that goes by and you forget all about it. And then next thing you know, Halloween, and then here we go. So it's always good to, as much as you don't want to, you know, speed your life away, you do have to think like that. So are you planning on doing anything different this year?
For the holidays? The only thing I have thought about doing different is I would like to incorporate some things that I made, if I can. Like the bookmarks or like cookies. I haven't been doing that the last couple years, and I think it's nice to give somebody something that you made yourself. And I can do that, and I enjoy doing that. And so that's the thing that I think I'm going to do differently, if I can. You know, you have to kind of play these things by ear. But I have been already scoping out some gifts and thinking about it because I want, like you, I want to get it done early. Just so that I don't have to think about it, worry about it, and also I'll get my budget in place and I'll get it done. And then if there's, let's say that we have a really snowy winter, not that that really stops me, but you know, or you get tripped up with a cold and you get behind, like you don't have to worry about it. Your gifts are done. So my thought is, if I get all that out of the way, I will have time to make more cookies and do more fun stuff instead of, I think we can get real stressed out at the holidays because there's too much to do. And so if we stretch it out a little, I really don't like thinking about it right now because I don't like the crossover between Halloween and Christmas at all. I hate it, but I understand from a retail perspective why it matters. But as a consumer, I don't enjoy it. I want Halloween to be Halloween. I want Thanksgiving to be Thanksgiving. And then I want to mentally think about Christmas and really enjoy it. But that's not where we're at, you know. And if I see something on sale, which I've seen some fantastic sales lately, I want to scoop things up while they're at a good price. And then I can get more. I mean,
well, and that's what they're also saying, that because of these tariffs, that to buy sooner than later is what you should be doing. And so I think that's what you have to do, is when you see things, grab it. I used to laugh at my mother every year because she'd shop for Christmas the day after Christmas for the next year. And really, it is a very smart thing to do, because when you don't have to focus on it, at all of it, on, you know, at the same time, it really is so much better when you think about what you need to do and what you want to do and where you're going to go, what you're going to get, is to buy some things like that and think about it. My problem is, and I think I've said this, but it bears repeating, is that whenever I go somewhere and I think, oh, I'm going to get some Christmas gifts, I always have to say, oh, but I like that for me, so I'm going to get that. So I'm always included in my Christmas gift giving, and I really need to not do
that's
that.
It.
I just need to get things that are for other people. No, because it's the focus. You get enough stuff, so I need to focus on that a little bit more and do that. But I am hoping that I can do that. And you know what I wanted to ask you? Have you ever eaten Scandinavian candy?
No, but I would try it.
Yeah. Well, I was seeing it all over, you know, the internet and stuff, and I thought, I'm not going to try this stuff. No, the first time I saw it, here we go again, Jewel. I was watching the Today Show, and they had, like, steals and deals, and they had this Mums candy. And it was Scandinavian candy, and it looked so delicious. Okay. So I went on, and they have a gluten-free and non-gluten-free. And I ordered them, and they were delicious. So there's a lot of gummy kind of things. There's a whole bunch of things. There's licorice type candies, which, of course, are the ones that I can't eat. And but all these gummies and bubs, they call it, and they have all these fun things. And so anyway, I've been getting this one, a couple different things that I like now, and ordering them. And they're so pretty, and they're so different. So I ordered from this company called Scandi Candy.
Scandi Candy. Love it.
Yeah. So I'll say to Deb Dudley when I'm talking to her, I said, guess what I just had? And she'll say, Scandi Candy. I said, yep. So I just wondered if you tried it, because they really are, they're different. They're more on the gummy side, licorice side. They do have some things that are chocolate, like they have this one, these little bears that have like a chocolate coating, and they're like a marshmallowy in the middle, and they're delicious, stuff like that. But I've never really tried the chocolate, because I could care less about that when it comes to gummies and licorice. That's like my favorite thing. So there are some that have like a marshmallow in the candy, and they're hearts and different things. They're really good. So if you ever get a chance, grab one. Deb Dudley and I last week were in Philadelphia, and she went into we went into Trader Joe's, and I saw these gummies in her cart. I said, what are they? She said, Scandinavian gummies. And I said, well, Deb, that's the same thing as I tell you, Scandi. And she goes, oh my God, I didn't know they were the same thing. I said, yeah. She said, well, my daughter loves them. So anyway,
cool.
Yeah, they're just fun-looking, chewy, gooey kind of candy. So if you ever see yourself or you see that, give it a shot. They're good. They're different,
maybe
but
when I visit you, you can give me your leftovers.
I'll let you taste a couple. Yep.
Yeah, let me taste a couple. We'll have a taste. Usually I go for chocolate. I think you know that's my currency, right? I mean,
yes, and I love chocolate too, but I don't crave it. And I don't, if you give me, which I wish I could have, but you said, here's a package of Twizzlers cherry or strawberry licorice, or here's a pound of chocolate candy, you know that I'd be going for the licorice, just because that's been my thing since I'm a kid. Meyer's the same way. He'd rather licorice than chocolate. But that doesn't mean, you know, we love our chocolates and we love our local chocolatiers. So that, you know, it's a big deal. And it's what? You go for the chocolate. I know.
I love it. And I really have
to
keep myself.
Most
from,
do.
Yeah.
And Lynn Evans, God rest her soul, she used to, we'd always have the debate because she loved chocolate, but she only ate dark chocolate. and I was always the milk chocolate, and I just. Now, and yesterday I had a small, yesterday I was at lunch at Abe's, and we had, Renato had a big glass jar filled with York peppermint patties. And so Al Durunda and I and Alex Azori, the three of us were there for lunch, and we had one, and it was so, there's something about those, the coolness, that yeah. mint, and I don't love mint, but the coolness after you eat dinner, lunch, whatever you're, that coolness of that mint is really satisfying. That's why those after dinner mint kind of things, they really do, I don't know what it is, but it gives you an instant clarity after you eat, if you eat something with mint like that. So I thought, oh, this is good. And they're dark chocolate, but, you know, I ate it anyway because it was good. But
yeah.
I'm usually not a chocolate fan. I mean, a dark chocolate fan at all. No. Mm-mm.
And I've never been like acidity for chocolate. If milk,
so
good,
you eat any
good.
Of it.
Yeah, I do. I really all of it.
Mm-mm.
Just
no.
not white no. chocolate I don't care for, but everything else, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. It's no matter what kind, it's good. And, you know, big mm-hmm. shout out to some of our chocolateers around here. You know, we have
Dunmore
Candy Kitchen and Nibbles and Bits, which we talk about, and Gertrude Hawk, and so many places are wonderful that people love to get their chocolates and they love to get whatever specifically to each one, which is kind of nice because then you give business to both, and that's really a nice thing. So,
and as we're thinking about our gifts for Christmas and the holiday season, you know, that's something else that we should think about is, you know, supporting local. And I'm going to try to be sure that I incorporate that into my gift giving this year too, as I usually do. But I'm going to put more emphasis on it.
Yeah, well, you
and
know me with all that.
That bill. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And I always do that. Always, always, always. So it's all good. And those I love it. I love looking forward to the holidays. So I know you're probably thinking, shut up about the holiday. But I do love it. I love all the hustle, the bustle, the food, the cookies, the everything. I love every minute of it. The candy, the gift giving, the getting together. It's fun. So why not think about things that make you happy and you're spending with people you love? It's good. It's all good. So on that note, we are taking a quick break, and we will be right back with Kristen Powers, and she's going to tell us all about what's going on at the Marketplace, Steamtown Marketplace, on September 20th. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel. Julie is the producer of this fine show, and Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jule, tell them what you can do for them.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Oh, thanks, Jule. And with us today, I'm very excited because I've never had the pleasure of meeting a lovely woman who I've heard so many good things about and someone who's very busy and has been doing many, many good things in this community. And the name of art and events and good stuff happening. And with us today is Kristen Powers. And Kristen is the event director for Scranton Public Market. It's at the mall, marketplace at Steamtown. And I want to make sure I got that right. And Kristen is here to talk about a great event called Farmers, Bakers, and Makers. And I love that name. And Julie had pointed out earlier, isn't that a great name? And that's going to take place from 12 to 5 on Saturday, September 20th, on the second floor. And Kristen's here, so she's going to tell us all about it. So, Kristen, and we just got caught up, so I'm so happy to finally meet you. And thank you for coming on, honey, and for the time you're taking to promote this. But we know it's going to be a great event, as all your things are. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what they can expect when they show up on the 20th and come up to the second floor and what you're doing at this wonderful space that we have.
Sure. So this this month's Farmers, Bakers, and Makers Market is actually part of a series that we kicked off last month with a pop-up clothing swap and shop. So this one is a little bit different because it's more farmer-based. There's a lot of bakers there and people who have, like, more home-based business, packaged foods and treats. And also, before the event, we will also have rooftop yoga from 11 to 12 by Mindy Morden Hill, and that's a $10 donation-based event. So once you finish up yoga, you could come inside, shop over 30 vendors, and also listen to live music while you're there by Greg Kondrat, Jim Cullen, and Susie Ruan.
Well, first of all, I love all of it. Number one, I love the yoga piece because you know what? There's something so I've never even gone to a yoga class, and I used to say I'm going to do it all the time. I have a bad knee, Kristen, and I'm always leery of it. But you know what? Everyone always says it doesn't matter. Just do it. And one of these days, I swear I'm going to do it. But I love the fact that yoga is so relaxing and so brings you so within yourself in a good, healthy way. And what better way to do that? And then after you're finished and you're calm and you're relaxed and you want to go, you then go right into this great event and see the different things that are there that people are going to have available and then listen to great music, which, of course, we love our gym, and just shop and look at what people have. The best things to do are when we have these type vendor events, Kristen, I love it because some things you never think, I never would think that we could do that, somebody did that, or I didn't know someone made this or that. And they're all there. They're all nice. They're all willing to be kind and to do show you what they have in the hopes that they'll sell their products because that's what the end result is. But the talent
of people and the things that they think of doing. Kristen, you've been doing this a long time. I'm sure you're, at least maybe you're not, but to me, I'm amazed at what everybody comes up with and their ability to get it done and packaged and then have it be able to be for to sell. How do you deal with that when you're that person planning these events and people want to come in? Do you have restrictions? How do you go about allowing or disallowing involvement? Are there regulations that you have to follow for that, or how does that work if someone wants to join your event for the day going forward? How do you do that?
Yeah, so this one is actually sold out, but applications are open for the Harvest Market, and there is some criteria. Like, it is a curated event, so I don't like to have two of the same things because it is a smaller type market. Right now, I manage like 28 pop-up spaces, and then there's the perimeter spaces of what I call like our long-term or anchor vendors. So if you are a food vendor, there are some like licensing measures that you have to take. But other than that, it's more about, I feel, however far you are in your journey, like it's usually the people who are a little bit more established and have their business going, but maybe don't have the opportunity to have like a full-time space, or maybe don't have the time in their schedule to have this full-time business. So it's almost like a little bit of an incubator space while also connecting with some people who are established in the community. Like at this one, the National Bakery is coming, and I feel like they never do events, so it's fun to bring someone in that we've known forever at their location on Kapaus, but to come here, and maybe they will meet new people even though they've been around forever. Going into this, my intention, like I picked like a word, and the word is community. So I want it to be like all of us are uplifting each other within these events. We're all helping marketing, and we're all becoming like friends within. So the last one, I saw a lot of vendors like towards the end of the event, instead of purchasing from each other, they were bartering, and I loved it because they were like building relationships while doing so. So there was Scotch Sauce was there, and he's going to be a vendor at this next event, and Electric City Roasting were there. So they, like, met there and then decided, like, we should do something together. Like, maybe we make some sort of, like, coffee rub or coffee-based hot sauce, like something like that. So I love that about it because it's these businesses coming together that might not have the opportunity to meet. So it becomes, like, a little micro-networking event while also being like this bigger event for the public to support these smaller businesses, or like you said, be exposed to new things that they didn't even know that they wanted or know existed in northeastern Pennsylvania.
And that's the beauty, I think, that the community part that you're referring to, Kristen, is the best part of all of this because, you know, when you're a like-minded person and you're creative, you want to be around people who are creative as well. And then you put your creativity, like you just said, with Electric City Roasting and the Scotch Sauce, you blend those two and think, hey, we could really do this. This might be neat if we do this together. And here's where our spaces are, and we could cross promote these. And that's how it all works. And then people, it becomes bigger than you expect it to be because of then word of mouth. Sometimes that's the best way to do this, because people don't often have a large advertising budget. So these things are great for that, and then people walk around and talk about it, and that's the best way. Word of mouth, to me, is your best advertising. And what I also love is what you said about National Bakery. Billy Fox is the new owner of National Bakery. It was owned for years by the Vitaletti family, who are wonderful people. And Billy Fox, who graduated high school with me, he's a proud West Sider, he bought it, and he's doing great. And he owns the pastry shop on North Main Avenue in North Scranton, as well as now the main National Bakery. And they do wonderful work. And I was thrilled. The products are wonderful. And I read that he was there. I thought, oh, my God, this is great. You never see them out doing these things. So I love that he's stepping out and doing that. And the other one of my favorites, Kristen, is Osborne Cookies and Specialties down on Luzerne Street and West Side, another West Side. They're cookies and they're – nut roll and poppy and all that. It's delicious. So those are just two of my favorites. But when you look around and you see what's available and the people you have a real nice cross section of people, which like you said earlier, you try not to overlap, which I think is important, but you really have a nice mix of different type of businesses. And I for one think it's great because that's the type of thing you want to see. You want to have a selection and you want to know that you went to this guy and you didn't miss this one, but you got that and you didn't miss out on a certain thing. Cause it's like, no, we don't have two or three of the same. We're mixed. So I'm sure that becomes, you know, for you to make sure that happens. That's a lot of work too, Kristen, is making sure you're not oversaturating one specialty over another and giving everybody that opportunity. So how do you feel these vendors do for you when they show up? I know from some of the things I've done, to me, they're so grateful for the opportunity to participate and be part of it because, again, it brings all of those things. Do you find the same thing happens with them, that they're thrilled for this opportunity?
Yeah, I feel like the vibe down in the space is really, positive. I think people are also happy to be inside, but it's all skylights in there, so you have all the natural sunlight coming in. Yeah, you just feel, really good in there, and the other thing that people forget about is parking and loading in is a breeze. So if you come in to the marketplace at Steamtown on the bus station side, drive up to level 3, you walk right in, you're on the second floor. So you don't have to do the elevator or escalator. So coming in as vendors, they're so happy, and they get to set up prior as well. And then it's also easy for shoppers to come in if you don't want to get through the whole garage. Just come up on that other side and walk right in.
Kristen, good to know. And then Steamtown on the other side, which, you know, this wonderful historic site. I mean, that's so good. I didn't even realize we could do that. That's good because I'm coming. I hope I'm going to look for you that day, Kristen. I'm going to say, can someone please point Kristen out so I can come over and introduce myself? So because I know I'm definitely going. I think I might bring the broad on the other side here, Julie Immel. I think she might. I might wrangle her to come with me,
yes.
And we'll check it out because this is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I just think it's great. I am so thrilled for you that you're doing this. What do you have coming up for the next couple then, honey, after the harvest?
So this one's the Farmers, Bakers, and Makers. October is harvest, and then November and December will both be holiday, but different vendors at each one. And then I'd also like to note, too, there are those anchor vendors that are there, which are great places to stop and get lunch, at the market, but then aside from that, most of them are open 5 or 6 days a week. So there's, an amazing sushi place in there. I just tried the K Kitchen, which is the Korean kitchen. Has fantastic ramen, a really good cucumber salad, and even, a side salad. So, there's food in there that I think we forget about because it's kind of off
yes.
the beaten path unless you, work in one of the medical buildings or maybe the state building next door. So, if you're downtown and you want something different for lunch, it is a good spot to pop in. And we also got new seating outside on that train bridge. So, while the weather is nice, you could bring your lunch out there, sit, relax, watch the trains and trolleys go by. It is really nice, and it is a nice nod to Scranton that we forget about being right next door to Steamtown.
Yeah, it's great. Well, you're sandwiched into two wonderful places there, and I just think it's great. And Kristen, let everyone know, how can they get in touch with you if they want to possibly be a vendor for the next few you have, or just in general, just to find out more information, how can they do that?
Sure. So the easiest way right now is to follow us on Facebook, which is Scranton Public Market, or if you wanted to email me directly, it's scrantonpublicmarket@gmail.com.
There you go. So this is the lovely Kristen Powers, who's been doing many, many things in our good town for a long time and raising an 8-year-old little girl by the name of Hazel. And keep up your good work with everything you do, Kristen. Again, I'm so happy to have the time to talk to you. I will meet you on the 20th if I don't see you beforehand. And we wish you all the best with the next couple throughout the next couple months and at a great place. And again, that's a great idea. Give them one more, tell them, Kristen, one more time how they can get up right in to make it easier to get in. Tell them the way again.
So to make parking easy, you can come up the bus station, so like Mart's bus station side of the marketplace at Steamtown, drive all the way up to level 3, and then you'll be on the second floor of the marketplace. And we will offer validating parking that day. So usually I will give tickets to each vendor, or you could find me there and I will validate it for you.
There we go. Well, that's great. So good luck to you, kiddo. I will hope to meet you soon, and thank you for giving us your time and talent today and with everything you're doing there. And big hats off to John Basilique as well for all he's doing and what you guys are bringing to our community. So thank you for that. And everyone else,
thank you.
A great weekend. You're welcome, honey. Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.